Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremos Communications Internet Radio. There's a couple of us here, colleagues, from the Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Delaware, Korea, United States of America. My name is Jane Aniceto, and
I am Bebs Martinez.
Winnie Thompson.
Martha Ann Zerba.
Emily Osmond.
We are broadcasting from St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware. Today is September 13, 2019, the feast day of St. John Chrysostom. Yesterday, September 12, was the feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary. And tomorrow, September 14, is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Then Sunday, September 15, is the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. After we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about these feast days and we will pray the seven sorrows of our Blessed Mother.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement
for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay. Yesterday was the feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary. So what is the origin of the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary? The Feast of the Most Holy Name of the Blessed Virgin Mary originated in Spain and was approved in 1513. In 1683, Pope Innocent XI extended the celebration of the feast day to the Universal Church to be celebrated on September 12th, 4 days after the feast of the birth of the Blessed Mother. With the revisions of the Roman Missal in 1970, following the Vatican Council II, the feast day was removed from the universal calendar, although the votive mass remained. However, Pope John Paul II, in the third edition of the Roman Missal, issued in 2003, reinstated the feast day technically as an optional memorial. The name Mary is rooted in various ancient languages. In Hebrew, Miriam. In Aramaic, Mariam. In the Greek Old Testament, Mariam. And in Greek and Latin New Testament, Maria. Modern philological studies of ancient Egyptian suggest that Mary means lady, beautiful one, or well-beloved. Some scholars of Ugaritic texts, which is ancient Syrian, suggest the name Mirim derives from the verb rim, thereby rendering the meaning of high, lofty, exalted, or august. These root meanings fit well with the message of the Archangel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace, or rejoice, O highly favored daughter. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Of course, the name Mary, being the name of the Blessed Mother, deserves special respect and devotion and is therefore celebrated in four ways. First, Mary is a name of honor, since the faithful praise Mary as the mother of our divine Savior. She is rightfully called Mother of God, for Jesus, true God, second person of the Holy Trinity, entered this world, becoming also true man through Mary, who had conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Second, Mary is a most holy name because the very mention of her name reminds us she is full of grace, has found favor with God, and is blessed among all women. Third, Mary is a maternal name because she is our mother, whom our Lord gave to us as he was dying on the cross. Finally, Mary is a name of the mother who responds to all our needs, protects us from evil, and prays for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. The holy name of Mary has been revered in many ways. Saint Louis de Montfort said, "The whole world is filled with her glory." And this is especially true of Christian peoples who have chosen her as guardian and protectress of kingdoms, provinces, dioceses, and towns. Many cathedrals are consecrated to God in her name. There is no church without an altar dedicated to her, no country or region without at least one of her miraculous images where all kinds of afflictions are cured and all sorts of benefits received. Many are the confraternities and associations honoring her as patron. Many are the orders under her name and protection. Many are the members of sodalities and religious of all congregations who voice her praises and make known her compassion. There is not a child who does not praise her by lip saying a Hail Mary. There is scarcely a sinner, however hardened, who does not possess some spark of confidence in her. The very devils in hell, while fearing her, show her respect. Finally, the feast of September 12th also has special significance. In 1683, the Muslim Turks, under the leadership of Sultan Mohammed IV, once again began their aggression against Christian Europe. Just a few years earlier, they had been stopped at Poland. A huge army of Muslim Turks, estimated at around 300,000, marched through Hungary, parts of which had been under their control for 150 years, towards Austria. They ravaged Hungary and were partly successful because of a Calvinist named Thokoli, who incited rebellion against the Catholic rulers for his traitorous dealings. Mohammed IV named Thokoli King of Hungary and Croatia, but with the understanding that he was simply a vassal to his Muslim overlord. The Muslim aggression continued to go on to Austria. Emperor Leopold fled from Vienna. By July 1683, the Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa laid siege to Vienna, defended by an army of only 15,000 Christians. The papal nuncio, as well as Emperor Leopold, begged King John Sobieski, who had defeated the Muslim Turks at the Polish borders and had earned the title Unvanquished Northern Lion, to come to their aid. Sobieski did not hesitate. In August, Sobieski began his campaign. As he and his troops passed the shrine of Our Lady of Czestochowa, they begged the Blessed Mother's blessing and intercession. At the beginning of September, they crossed the Danube and met with German armies. On September 11, Sobieski was outside of Vienna with an army of about 76,000 men. The hussars lured the Muslim Turks into thinking they were on retreat, and then with reinforcements, the Muslim Turks fled Austria, but only after slaughtering hundreds of hostages. Vienna and Christian Europe were saved. The Muslim standard proclaiming death to the infidel was taken by Sobieski and delivered to the Pope. Worshipping at a holy mass of thanksgiving, Sobieski fell prostrate and with outstretched arms declared it was God's cause and praised him for the victory, saying, Veni, vidi, Deus vicit, meaning I came, I saw, God conquered, which he also wrote in a letter to Pope Innocent XI. On September 12th, Sobieski triumphantly entered Vienna. Pope Innocent XI thereupon declared September 12th as a date to honor Mary, whose maternal intercession had saved Christendom just as it had over 100 years earlier at the Battle of Lepanto. As for Kara Mustafa, Mohammed IV had him strangled for being defeated by the Christians. Pause for a moment. Only the ignorant would not see the connection between September 11, 1683, and the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Okay, as we celebrate this feast day, let us remember the opening prayer for the Mass. Lord our God, when your Son was dying on the altar of the cross, he gave us our mother, the one he had chosen to be his own mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Grant that we who call upon the holy name of Mary, our mother, with confidence in her protection, may receive strength and comfort in all our needs. May our Blessed Mother continue to protect us, especially those Christians suffering under Islamic persecution this very day.
St. John Chrysostom. It's his feast day today, September 13th. St. John Chrysostom's story. The ambiguity and intrigue surrounding John, the great preacher, his name means golden mouth, from Antioch, are characteristic of the life of any great man in a capital city. Brought to Constantinople after a dozen years of priestly service in Syria, John found himself the reluctant victim of an imperial ruse to make him bishop in the greatest city of the empire. Ascetic, unimposing, but dignified, and troubled by stomach ailments from his desert days as a monk, John became a bishop under the cloud of imperial politics. If his body was weak, his tongue was powerful. The content of his sermons, his exegesis of scripture, were never without a point. Sometimes the point stung the high and mighty. Some sermons lasted up to 2 hours. His lifestyle at the imperial court was not appreciated by many courtiers. He offered a modest table to episcopal sycophants, hanging around for imperial and ecclesiastical favors. John deplored the court protocol and that accorded him precedence before the highest state officials. He would not be a kept man. His zeal led him to decisive action. Bishops who bribed their way into office were deposed. Many of his sermons called for concrete steps to share wealth with the poor. The rich did not appreciate hearing from John that private property existed because of Adam's fall from grace, any more than married men liked to hear that they were bound to marital fidelity just as much as their wives were. When it came to justice and charity, John acknowledged no double standards. Aloof, energetic, outspoken, especially when he became excited in the pulpit, John was a sure target for criticism and personal trouble. He was accused of gorging himself secretly on rich wines and fine foods. His faithfulness as spiritual director to the rich widow Olympia provoked much gossip attempting to prove him a hypocrite where wealth and chastity were concerned. His actions taken against unworthy bishops in Asia Minor were viewed by other ecclesiastics as a greedy and canonical extension of his authority. Theophilus, Archbishop of Alexandria, and Empress Eudoxia were determined to discredit John. Theophilus feared the growth in importance of the Bishop of Constantinople and took occasion to charge John with fostering heresy. Theophilus and other angered bishops were supported by Eudoxia. The empress resented his sermons, contrasting gospel values with the excesses of imperial court life. Whether intended or not, sermons mentioning the lurid Jezebel and impious Herodias were associated with the empress, who finally did manage to have John exiled. He died in exile in year 407. Reflection. John Chrysostom's preaching, by word and example, exemplifies the role of the prophet to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. For his honesty and courage, he paid the price of a turbulent ministry as bishop, personal vilification, and exile. Saint Chrysostom is the patron saint of orators, preachers, and speakers.
This coming September 14th, we'll celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. There are two historical events: the dis- discovery of the true cross by St. Helena, the mother of Emperor Constantine, in 320 under the Temple of Venus in Jerusalem, and the dedication in 335 of the basilica and shrine built on Calvary by Constantine, which mark the site of the crucifixion. The basilica, named the Martyrium, and the shrine, named the Calvarium, were destroyed by the Persians in 614. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which it now stands on the site, was built by the Crusaders in 1149. However, the feast, more than anything else, is a celebration and commemoration of God's greatest work, His salvific death on the cross and His resurrection, through which death was defeated and the doors to heaven opened. The entrance antiphon for the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross is, "We should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for He is our salvation, our life." More on the story of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Early in the 4th century, St. Helena, mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine, went to Jerusalem in search of the holy places of Christ's life. She raised the 2nd century temple of Aphrodite, which tradition held was built over the Savior's tomb, and her son built the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre on that spot. During the excavation, workers found 3 crosses. Legend has it that the one on each Jesus died was identified when it was its touch healed a dying woman. The cross immediately became an object of veneration. At a Good Friday celebration in Jerusalem toward the end of the 4th century, according to an eyewitness, the wood was taken out of its silver container and placed on a table together with the inscription, "Pilate ordered placed above Jesus' head. All people pass through one by one. All of them bow down, touching the cross and the inscription, first with their foreheads, then with their eyes, and after kissing the cross, they move on." To this day, the Eastern churches, Catholic and Orthodox alike, celebrate the Exaltation of the Holy Cross on the September anniversary of the Basilica's dedication. The feast entered the Western calendar in the 7th century after Emperor Heraclius recovered the cross from the Persians, who had carried it off in 614, 15 years earlier. According to the story, the emperor intended to carry the cross back to Jerusalem himself, but was unable to move forward until he took off his imperial garb and became a barefoot pilgrim. Reflection. The cross is today the universal image of Christian belief, Countless generations of artists have turned it into a thing of beauty to be carried in procession or worn as jewelry. To the eyes of the first Christians, it had no beauty. It stood outside too many city walls, decorated only with decaying corpses, as a threat to anyone who defied Rome's authority, including Christians who refused sacrifice to Roman gods. Although believers spoke of the cross as the instrument of salvation, it seldom appeared in Christian art unless disguised as an anchor or a chiro until after Constantine's Edict of Toleration.
Now we'll speak about the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, which falls on September 15th. This feast commemorates the sorrowful mother and the suffering she experienced in union with her son, and dates back to the 12th century. The feast was extended to the Universal Church in 1817 by Pope Pius VII and fixed officially in the calendar for September 15th, 1913, by Pope Pius X. This feast reminds us of the spiritual martyrdom of our Blessed Mother and her compassion with the suffering of her Divine Son. Through her great suffering as co-redeemer, she also helps to show us the true evil of sin, and thereby leads us to repentance and salvation. Now we'll say the prayer in honor of Our Lady of Sorrows. Father, as your son was raised on the cross, his mother Mary stood by him, sharing his suffering. May she, who is also our spiritual mother and patroness in heaven, help us to find renewed strength at the cross of Christ, and so to come to share in his rising to new life, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
So now we're going to pray the seven sorrows of our Blessed Mother. The Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows falls on September 15th. However, the prayers honoring the seven sorrows of Our Lady can be said anytime throughout the year. The devotion is similar to the Rosary, in that it consists of seven mysteries to be meditated on. These are the seven sorrows of Mary, the great piercings that she received throughout her life with Jesus, her son. In this meditation on the seven sorrows of Our Lady, one should pray to imitate the virtues and dispositions of our Blessed Mother, especially during her moments of greatest suffering. One should seek to learn from her the value and the power of redemptive suffering. Suffering becomes redemptive only through the incarnation, passion, and resurrection of Jesus. Because of this, each one of us can offer our sufferings as a gift to the Lord, uniting them with those of her Son. When one does this, our sufferings, just like those of Jesus, redeem and bring grace to souls because they are united with his. We look to our Blessed Mother to show us how to do this most perfectly. She, more than any other creature, suffered in perfect union and communion with her Son. These sufferings, united with Christ, helped redeem the world. We look to her for aid, for comfort, and as an example. So each sorrow that I'm about to read is meditated upon while praying one Our Father and seven Hail Marys. The first sorrow of Mary, the prophecy of Simeon at the presentation in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
When the time came for purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem.
sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The second sorrow of Mary, the flight into Egypt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
When the Magi had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night, and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was in a furious rage. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph of Egypt. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And in the dream that Joseph had, he was told, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go out to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
The third sorrow of Mary, the loss of Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up according to custom. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
They sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
His mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fourth sorrow of Mary. Mary encounters Jesus on the way of the cross, according to John chapter 19, verse 1, and Luke chapter 23, verses 26 to 32. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never gave suck. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fifth sorrow of Mary, Jesus dies on the cross. According to Mark chapter 15, verse 22, John chapter 19, verse 18, 25 to 27. Also, according to Mark chapter 15, verse 34, Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The sixth sorrow of Mary. Jesus is taken down from the cross. According to John 19, verses 31, 34, 38. Lamentation verses chapter 1, verse 12. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In order to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other, who had been crucified with him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and once there came out blood and water. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pilate gave him leave, so he came and took away his body. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The seventh sorrow of Mary. Jesus is laid in the tomb, according to Matthew 27, verse 59, John chapter 19, 38 to 42, Mark chapter 15, verse 46, Luke chapter 27, verses 56 to 56. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Nicodemus also, who had at first come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
They took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloth with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb where no one has ever been laid. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So because of the Jewish day of preparation, as the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there, and Joseph rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Promises. According to the visions of St. Bridget of Sweden, our Blessed Mother promises to grant 7 graces to those who honor her and draw her near to her and her Son every day by meditating on her dolors or sorrows and entering into her grief. The promises are, I will grant peace to their families. They will be enlightened about the divine mysteries. I will console them in their pains and will accompany them in their work. I will give them as much as they ask for, as long as it does not oppose the adorable will of my divine Son or the sanctification of their souls. I will defend them in their spiritual battles with the infernal enemy, and I will protect them at every instant of their lives. I will visibly help them at the moment of their death. They will see the face of their mother. I have obtained this grace from my divine Son, that those who propagate this devotion to my tears and dollars will be taken directly from this earthly life to eternal happiness, since all their sins will be forgiven and my Son will be their eternal consolation and joy. Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who have made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocasson, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications. AJ Laporto, who provided the music. And all the members of the Legion of Mary, Wilmington Courier. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. God bless.